The Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? Unlike a car with its user's manual, we are born without instructions how to live. We experience life vicissitudes without a so-called user's manual. The Gita has been described as such a guide. These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda, which he has been delivering for more than 25 years. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing Chapter 6, Yoga of Meditation. And so far we have seen that Arjuna had doubt. In case the yogi is striving in this life to achieve perfection, cannot achieve that goal in this lifetime. In other words, this life is short. This life has its own expiry date. And my efforts may not be enough till my death comes to achieve liberation. We have seen in last discussion that any results of good is always good. Any result of bad is always bad. The accumulation of my efforts, good and bad, gives me the situation in my present. My efforts to improve my health, whatever efforts I put, will help towards improving my health. And whatever the bad habits I have towards my health will deteriorate my health accordingly. So the sum total of my good actions and bad actions give me the state of my health that I have today. In a similar fashion, the yogi striving for perfection is also accumulating this wealth of his efforts and getting the results of that in terms of purifying his mind and intellect. As we have seen many, many times in our discussions, that only responsibility the seeker has is to purify the mind and intellect, our internal instrument, antahkarana. When that internal instrument is purified, the shine of the self is shined through automatically. So Arjuna's doubt is, what happens if the yogi has not reached that point in his life till the death comes? And Bhagavan reassured him that no efforts by any seeker ever gets lost. The efforts put into this life and the lives before accumulate and purify my mind and intellect to that point in accordance with my efforts. And now, when I die, we have seen that the death is only for the body. The mind and intellect instrument is still intact. The ego, the aham, is still intact, and that antahkarana will be finding a new body to continue the efforts or the path which it has taken. So Bhagavan said, such a fallen yogi, fallen in a sense, not yet achieved his goal, will either take birth at the home of a Suchinam Srimatam Gehe, in the family of a pious and wealthy, or Athva Yoginam Evakule, or in the family of a yogi. So, you are given a conducive environment to pursue the path which you have taken. You are either born in a wealthy, pious family, so you don't have to struggle for your day-to-day survival, and given a right environment where you come in contact with the sadhus and sannyasis and have satsang, or you will be born in a yogi's home where the entire environment will be so conducive for you to pursue your path. So where I start today is always the extension of where I left off yesterday. If yesterday night when I went to sleep, I was a doctor, I can't wake up this morning as an architect, or the vice versa. Wherever I left off last night, when I wake up this morning, I'll start off from there. In the same way, when the yogi leaves this body, he will continue his path in the new location, in the new body. Remember, the death was only for the body. Mind and intellect instrument is intact. All it needs is another body. So it's finding a place, and compassionate Lord will facilitate and put you in an environment which is most conducive for you. So the next verse says, Tatratam buddhi sanyogam labhate parvadehikam. Yatatecha tataha bhuyaha sansiddhau kurunandana. Tatratam, there. Tam, he, that. Buddhi sanyogam labhate parvadehikam. He comes in contact with the knowledge he has acquired in his past life. Now, he or she, you know, it's just the limitation of a language where you use one or the other. But the yogi, the seeker, in this life will be united with his knowledge which he acquired in the previous life. Why is that? Because the mind and intellect instrument is the same. Our experiences and knowledge we carry as our tendency. We may not remember the book we have read, excuse me, or the incident which has occurred, but the impressions of all the knowledge which has molded my mind in particular direction will be available to me as my tendencies. That's why some people right from the childhood develops, you know, liking for music or liking for dance or liking for science or liking for mathematics. This is not an accident as per our culture. This is nothing happens by chance. This happens because you had been pursuing that path in your previous existence as previous life. So Bhagwan says, there in this new body, the fallen yogi who has not completed his task come in contact with his knowledge, and then yatatecha tataha bhuyaha, you know, and strive more than before for perfection. O Kurunandana. Bhagwan addresses Arjuna here as Kurunandana. O son of Kurus, lovingly reminding him that you are also one of those who was born in a pious, wealthy family, in a royal family, not an accident, not a chance, but because of your actions in the past lives, that you're given this station in life where you can fulfill your commitment, you'll fulfill your goal. That's a reminder to all of us. The very fact that we are here to discuss Bhagavad Gita tells us that we must have these vasanas in our previous lives. To know this pristine knowledge of the self, and therefore we must count our blessings and strive even more in this life to achieve this goal. So in the next verse, Bhagavan says, Purvabhyasena te eneva hriyate hi avaso api saha. You know, by that very former practice, the very former practice, one which I was pursuing the path in my last existence as my last birth. Now, because my mind is molded in particular manner, because of my efforts, now in this life, I will be pursuing the same path in spite of myself. In other words, in spite of maybe the other adverse situations around me. I may be put in a place where there is no temple, or there may not be any satsang going on. But my own tendencies will create the environment. So, in spite of myself, I will be creating an environment to pursue my effort. So, there he is, continuing his path to achieve his goal. And as Swamiji says, Jignasu, I guess Bhagavan Krishna says, Jignasuhu api yogasya sabda brahma ati vartate. Here Krishna gives another motivational statement, telling us that even a simple jignasu, one who is just curious about this self-knowledge, he will go beyond sabda brahma. Now, sabda brahma, there are various interpretations of this word. And Swamiji tells us in his commentary that Bhagavan Shankaracharya has interpreted this sabda brahma as the words in Vedas. And Vedas, up to that point, is the ritualistic portion of the Vedas. So that even a jignasu of the self is someone who is curious about knowing his own self. Who am I? Who I was before my birth and who I will be after my death? Who is it that I call I? If I have that curiosity, Bhagavan says such a person goes beyond sabda brahma, beyond the words of the Vedas, which gives the rituals, of what to do and what not to do. He will be well beyond that. Swamiji gives another interpretation that, in a more traditional way, the sabda brahma means om, the sound symbol of God. A-U-Ma, the creator, sustainer, destroyer, becomes Om. A, the sound which generates in your throat. U sound lingers in your mouth. And Ma sound closes your mouth. It's the symbolic symbol of the creator, the sustainer, the destroyer, the God himself. That's a sabda brahma. And you say, such a person goes even beyond this sabda brahma because he becomes one with that. He becomes that. With my efforts, I erase all the negative tendencies of my mind. That's my task, is to purify my mind. So, in my contemplation and meditation, in my effort, selfless actions, with my selfless actions, I wipe out all the negative tendencies of my mind. And then in contemplation and meditation, when I reach that pure silence, even my good tendencies get wiped out. In other words, mind becomes completely clean. There's no impression on the mind. And if there is no impression on the mind, there is no mind. There is no mind, there is no ego. And therefore, I do not exist, just he exists as my awareness. So Bhagavan said, even a simple jignasu, trying to find out who he is, will go beyond Sabda Brahman. And the next verse says, Prayatnat yatamanastu yogi sansudakilbishaha aneka janma sansiddaha tatah yati param gatim. Prayatnat yatamanastu. One who is striving diligently, a seeker of infinite happiness, which we are all. We are all seeking infinite happiness, that perfect state where there is no sorrow and there is no limitations. No. He said, a seeker who is diligently striving to find the state where this happiness exists, he is such a yogi, sansuddha kilbisa. He is purified of all his sins. As I said, the sins are the negative tendencies of my mind, the lacerations of my mind due to the encounters with the world. These when I wipe out with my selfless actions, you know, and reach that state of meditation where there is no impression in the mind, I achieve that highest state. Now it says here, aneka janma sansiddhihi. This is not achieved overnight. This is not achieved by just listening to a motivational speech and sitting down for meditation that afternoon. This is achieved after the efforts of many, many, many lives. So there are two ways people look at this thing and say, well, I don't know whether I should pursue that because it's going to take me many, 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 many lives. So where is the hurry? On the other hand, Swamiji reminds us that we are not from the vegetable kingdom, or we are not from the amoeba or one cellular organism. We are highly evolved beings who are striving to find our happiness and the identity of myself. So we have spent many, many, many lives to come to this point. This is my chance. This is my life. Here and now, I can achieve that goal. Tatahyati param gatim. He can achieve that highest goal of realizing his self right here in this life by contemplation and meditation on who he is. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.